to Stump the Chef, Executive Chef Say Bien from Roca Accor, one of my favorite restaurants in Chicago, actually. It is in Chicago, Old Orchard and Oakbrook. Very, very much fun. It's got that that Asian barbecue kind of thing going on when you walk in. You just all of a sudden, the aroma of it, it makes you super hungry. The food sells itself, Chef. Congratulations on that. Let's talk about, first of all, you guys are doing, we always want to start with this, you guys are doing takeout delivery. You guys are still up and move in here?
Yes, so we do takeout, best-seller deliveries, Uber E, Caviar, and some platforms. Also do online orders and obviously takeout orders.
I see they're coming in right now. Do you see how that goes? Just the minute I mention it, they start calling.
There we go. We are running right now.
At least it wasn't what we were talking about earlier. All right, rocaaccor.com. That's RokaaAkor. So it's because it goes backwards and forwards there. It took me about 3 years to figure out that's what you were doing with the name, but I got it now. All right, let's see if our contestant can actually stump this chef, because Dan is our contestant, and Dan has already ripped us off for a $25 gift card to Lou Malnati's, loumalnati's.com. Use the app for curbside and contactless pickup, and of course for delivery. All right, Dan, what do you got?
Okay, Ro, I have a package of rag meat. I call it rag meat. It's buttered corned beef, and an envelope of four cheese mashed potatoes.
Oh boy,
the instant potatoes, and then I have some leftover hard boiled eggs. So good luck. This is a rough one, isn't it? All right,
this could be a stump.
All right. So what's on the move, Dave? So there's some idea dropped in my head that can be done a little differently. If you just want a little snack, a little lunch deal, I would do a corned beef, mashed potato, cook it. And your leftover eggs, I would do, make two little dipping sauce. So basically, I would do hard-boiled eggs, sour cream, lemon juice, salt and pepper to taste, so we can just make some dipping sauce of it. And the corned beef, we can just use that, and we make a corned beef mashed potato cookette. This is first idea dropped my head, because I like potato cookettes. If you're just looking for a dinner deal, let me think.
Now, wait a second. Let's go back to the croquette here for a second. So what do? You make the mashed potatoes. So you get the mashed potatoes already mashed, and then you put the corned beef in them, and then you refry them? What do you do?
I would dash the corned beef into pieces and put it in the middle and, make it nicely like a bowl with mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. And you need some, let's say, either some panko fried or some, let's say bread, some dry breads. So you can just, egg. Obviously, you have to always do egg first, and then you do the crunch, and then you just deep fried it. Hmm. And then once it got like a little golden brown color, it cooks through inside. Just serve with those, the dipping sauce we make.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
I'm impressed.
That was something. I mean, you have to do a little bit of work here, Dan, but I think the idea of, and you need a deep fryer Chef, I've always wanted to know this, because obviously you guys have deep fryers in your restaurants, but if you want to deep fry something at home, how do you do that without a deep fryer?
All right. The temperature always is the important part. The reason why you have a deep fryer or, fry food at home, I would say the difference is control the temperature. So the deep fryer, once you have a fryer, like we're using computer fryer, Japanese fryer, or deep fryer, so obviously you have a temperature is set certain degrees. They won't change. So when they're cooling down, they reheat by itself, automatic. So when you're cooking at home, the oil, when you're boiling, when it gets really hot, so obviously you have to turn it off, and you fry the food. And then, all you get cooling down, you know, the way you have to turn back the fire is hard to control the temperature. So if I deep fry food at home, so obviously I have a small pot of oil. When they get hot, you put the food in there, you turn the heat automatic off, let it cool slowly. Because, you can't just keep heating it, you're going to get burned. So if you just make once, that will be enough temperature. Once you see the oil is enough to fry those into
How hot does the oil have brown. To be to start?
Celsius usually I work with is 180. Fahrenheit, you're talking about 370, 350 would do, 350 to 370. That would
350 to 370 for the initial temperature of the oil, and then you...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What oil do you prefer for that?
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend anything too heavy. Some vegetable oil would do. Rice oil would do as well. I would just go with some rice, vegetable oil. It's nice and clean and light.
Got it. All right. Chef, thank you so much. Roca Accor, rocaaccor.com. If people want to order in from there, it is really great. It is a great Asian restaurant, and you've got three locations. You've got Chicago, and you've got Old Orchard and Oak Brook. All right. Thank you very much, Chef. Appreciate your time. Thanks for doing this. And I hope that phone rang because of us. I know it didn't, but I just hope it does.